is a replacement shear for tape number TY625, which was lost. And we're beginning above a comma, Dafyud Ches on the base, where tape number 624 ends. And we're talking about two people who have pragmatios. One of them has a large amount of merchandise, and the other has a small amount of merchandise. And a small amount of merchandise claims that he can get much more done with his, and therefore, in certain things, he should be allowed to split equally. So we're in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line down on Yud Ches on the base. And the Gemara says, Ad Ketun Shreisem Pragmatio Nusuna Kan. This makes sense if everybody's pragmatia, in other words, their merchandise and their business is here. And therefore, the guy can say, the guy with the smaller amount, well, I'm more liquid and I can get more done. But what about Hoysa Pragmatia Nusuna Barumi? But what about if the place of marketing was in Rome? So, the guy with the big pragmatia says, listen, what are you going to do with your stuff? We have to go to Rome anyway. So the Yachem Memarle, so the guy with the small amount of pragmatia says, Ad Atzolik Romi on a hapich um is hapich b'didi hocha. And by the time you get to Rome, I can find what to do. I can, you know, scramble around and make my stuff, turning around here, umate bach, and I'm going to make as much money as you are. Okay? So, says the Gemara Vayitzer, Tani, Shlosha Shiti Ulakis. You have three people who join together in a common cause. Now, they have different portions in it. They have different proportions of it. But in any event, the question is what we divide equally and what we divide based on the proportion. V'nigdavu. Here, the coins were stolen. Kachin chokin. So they divide up proportionally based on the proportions they had. Vatani, didn't we learn? Be'lu avoni v'nigdavu. If there were stones and the stones were stolen, then mechzel lezeh. Then halacha is that each one is required to lose a half, right? So how come there we don't go based on proportion? So Rabbi Simi said, and the Ridbaz changes next word from Sloim to Avonim. Avonim gasosin. Stones are large. And we can't say that therefore they mix up proportionately and are all intermingled. So there, and we don't know who got which stone stolen from them, since we obviously don't recognize them. So therefore, Misafik mechzelazem ichtemechzelazem. Misafik, we have to give each one half. In other words, deduct from each one half based on the potential loss. Aval, however, sloim, again, according to Ridbaz, instead of avonim, we should say sloim. Sloim dakozem. Coins are small. They're efshel livlo, and it's possible to mix them together. Let's say sidei kulon, and therefore everybody is yotze, meaning everybody has potentially an equal portion of the loss. So therefore, in taking back the dividing up the loss, so then we divide up based on proportion, not based on the amount of people. Now, says the Gemara, Vayvayter, Tapi Yutas Hamral, Machomis Meimar, Bignevon and Kayomin, that which you say, the Kohen Ritbaz, the question is really like Minolon. How do we know that by Bignevon Ukayomin, meaning that does that which we say that we divide up equally on the Gneva itself, is it that which we are dividing up equally, is that on the Gneva itself, which is a Sufik, and we don't know, and therefore divided, we're Choylik, right? And we don't say, call the Parish Miruba Parish, we assume 50-50. O'ena Kayomin Elebe Mishtayer. Or we say that which we divide up equally is that which is left. And that which is left is kokovo kamechza mechza damis. Interesting lomdisha thing, right? So if you say that you're talking about the gneva, so then we say it's a sofek, and we're choylik, even though the chora called the parishmi, we're parishmi, we'd say whatever was taken from the rope. Whoever had the majority, he lost the most. Or do we say, and it's chiddush, because we don't have to call the parish. Or perhaps it's talking about splitting up the mishtayer, splitting up what's left. And that we split up because we have a suffix. And we can't be machria based on row because it's kokovok mechza mechza dami. And the Gemara doesn't really give a clear-cut answer, but it seems from Gilead Ephraim, which really gives this shot, that the Gemara prefers the second one because the lumdus, obviously, of kavua is universal, and not to say called the parish is a difficult thing. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Boon. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Boon said, "Vafilu Tamar." You can even say the Gilgal Ephraim changes it. I believe it's Gilgal Ephraim to Mishtayer. Right? It says even you can even say it's spoken about the Mishtayer. Anukayamin Nimtzas Midas Hadin Leika. He says even talking about Mishtayer, don't think Kavua makes it better. It doesn't. Midas Hadin, the Choshen Mishpat Dika issue is Leika is suffers. How so? Hagat Simcha. Let us imagine the Havel Hadin Chamishin that one of them had 50 stones. Uldein Mea, the Shaitan so takes of a Chamishin, so the other one has 100. Nikdavu Chamishin and 50 were stoned. Ishtakach, so again, there are 50 and 100, so it's 150 altogether, of which 50 are stoned. Ishtakach Dadein Chamishte, so the fellow who had to begin with 50 stones, Lo Mafsiklum. He's not going to come out losing anything. Why? Because there are 100 that, if we're dividing up the 100 which are left, so we're dividing up equally, so then each one is getting 50. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Boon says this is really not Midas Adin. It may be that you have to paskin this way for whatever reason, but he's not obviously happy with this type of approach. Tamatina, we learned over there, says Gemara. Ha'achra neitzel mona v'sholofono chamishim zuz v'shnaim arishonim dinorei zohav. So, this is a case where you have multiple shibudim, in succession. So the case is in our Mishnah. We're going back to Mishnah for a second. At the end of the Mishnah, Andaf, you'd sign on a base. Right? You'd sign on a base. You have. Well, it's not actually. Let's read from the beginning. Design Ralph. So, Shoshnaga Baruch Hamisha Shvarim Zachar Zeh. It's four or five in succession. It was Yishalim Acharon Sheboen. So, you give the last guy, Yimish Moiser, if there's something left, Yachsul Fashil Fonov. You give to the guy before him, Yeshua Moiser, there's something left, Yachsul Shlifne Fonov. Acharon Acharon Niskar, the little further down you are, the greater your actual potential of getting paid, the Remeir. Rabbi Shimon Remeir, Shoshav Emasayim, Shnagel Shoshav Emasayim. The Ain of Veli off a clue. Okay, so it's the ox, which is 200, or an ox worth 200, and the veil is worth nothing. So Zenot Emona, Zenot Emona, so each one gets 100, right? Chazar Venogach, Lishor Acher Shav Emasayim. So the if this ox then goes and gores another ox, which is worth 200, so Acher Noit Emona. So the last guy gets a mana. Shalafonov, and the guys before him, Zonatel Chamishim Zuz, Zonatel Chamishim Zuz, because each one is sharing in the loss. Chazan Shor Acher Shem Messiah, Acher Noitel Mana. The last guy gets 100. Shalafonov Chamishim Zuz, the guy before him gets 50. And Mishnayim Rishonim, each gets Dinar Zov, 25. So again, each person, as he becomes a partner in this ox, proportionally is required to pay, and therefore the last guy gets the most, and guys before him get successively less. Okay, so that was the mission. Let's read it inside here. The Gemara Daf Yutesav and Alf. Talmatina and Achron Naita Mona. The last guy to get gored gets 100. Shalafana Chamishim Zuz. The guy before him loses 50 of his 100. That's his portion, and he therefore remains at 50. Ushnaim Rishonim lose 50 between them, so that is they end up with 25 each. Rishonim Rishonim Mazera said v'chein lischar. The same thing is true in terms of making money. The Pnei Moshe explains that if they all put into one pot and there's excess, so then they divide up based on the proportion which went in. So I'm Rabbi Yisrael, Dot Rabbi Zera, Pliga Al Rabbi Lezer. This argues on Rabbi Lezer, because all earlier Rabbi Lezer had said on Amud Beis that if you take a look back on Amud Beis, four lines down from the top, I'm Rabbi Lezer, Filu Dovah Shadarku L'Chalik. The Yochel Meimerle at Pragmati di Dach Sagin v'Avanam Zamta on a Pragmati di Kaliv on a Hafechum Misapech di Matibach. The guy we divide up always according to partners, because each guy could say there was a mila. One guy had a mila that he was putting in more. The other guy had a mila that his schera was easy to turn over. Right. So it seems from Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shmuel Shem, Rabbi Zira said, want to extrapolate from our Mishnah, that just like it's proportional in our Mishnah, so it's proportional when you divide up a common pot, which was invested. And he's wants it to, then the Gemara says, or Rabbi Yosi says, that this in the Maimra, name Rabbi Zira, argues on Rabbi Lezer, who says that you should divide up equally. Amrei Mani, Rabbi Mani said, Kashisa Kum Rabbi Yudon. I asked the question in front of Yudon, from the Mishnah, which seems to hold the proportionate, on Rabbi Elazar, which seems to hold that it's based on Shutfim. Armalisa, he said, Loi moide Rabbi Elazar, shim hisu meinem, shizeno tel ufikiso, vizeno tel ufikiso. Listen, Rabbi Elazar certainly would concede that if they made a Tanai, they're not going to divide it equally, but rather each guy is going to get according to his proportionate investment, that they certainly then divide according to the proportionate investments, right? Therefore, you should know, shvarim ku musnimim, it's assumed by a shor, by the Shvarim, that it is, I don't know, assumed is even the wrong word, but rather, this is the way it worked out. In other words, they weren't Shutfim who came together in common and forged a business partnership. It was against everybody's will here, but that's the way things fell out, that people have proportional ownership. And therefore, you cannot say that, each guy had different parts, and he had more, and he could have invested more, and he had less, and he could serve over more. Rather, this is inherently the way, the only way in which you look at the ox situation. So he went back and said this. Rabbi Mani went back and said over Rabbi Yudan's vort in front of Rabbi Yosi, who said they argue. Amar lei beferush plige. Rabbi Yosi said no, they argue explicitly. Rabbi Lezer mar stam al chokim b'shove. That Lezer said b'stam they divide up equally. Rabbi Zira mar stam zenoit al fikiso zenoit al fikiso. There is a machlekas. The machlekas is b'stam. B'stam Rabbi Yosi says Rabbi Lezer says they get equal, and Rabbi Zira does not say in stam they get equal, which would be they have to be the case if he agreed. But rather he even says by stam that each one gets a proportional amount despite the potential difference between our Mishnah and the case of a kiss. It's not mechalek, and the just like in the case of Mishnah, it's automatically proportionate. So too in the case of a kiss, it's automatically proportionate unless an explicit tanai was made between the two of them, which is the exact opposite of what Lezu says. It's assumed to be equal because of each one's potentiality to do more with his own, and only if they made a tanai is it considered to be then proportionate. Okay, new Mishnah. Halacha base. Shorshu muad lamino, v'ena muad l'shein amino. An ox is muad to gore other oxen. He's not muad to gore horses. Or muad l'adam, he's muad to gore animal, human beings, v'ena muad l'beimba, but not to gore animals. Muad l'ktanim is muad to gore small ones. Rashi, B'nai Moshe says, ktanim here's our golem, small calves. V'ena muad l'gdoilim, not for bulls. L'min shu muad l'mishan nezek sholim. So to mean which he's doing muad, and that he pays in the shalom. Means she ain't a muad lo. The mean to which he's not muad, and that mashalim only chasi nezek. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda. So he said for Rabbi Yehuda. No, what about the following case? Harei hu muad b'shabbosois. Ain't a muad b'imos hachol. What about this case? He's muad only to binogeach on Shabbos, not on imos hachol. So what's his story? Armalem. So it's the same thing. B'shabbos mashalim nezek shalom. Imos hachol mashalim chasi nezek. Consistent. Mehma sayu tom, when is a shor considered to revert to tom status? This case, that in three Shabbosos in a row, he taka has Shabbos menucha, and he doesn't gore any other animals. Okay, mikem shor agad amechot. So, frektik a moment. Since the, once he killed one person, eno muad, is he not muad? Now, the shor there so changes this to eno niska, is he not stoned? Right, so if that's the case, how did he? What do we continue to keep in life, or what are we discussing about? So Amar Rav Amar b'shahorek shlosha akum. So about we killed three goyim. So three goyim apidini doesn't have to be killed. So therefore, we talk about what happens if he next is nogeach another human being. Yes, Amar b'shogodav shlosha redifos. Very interesting. Chiddush, it's when he ran, he pursued three pursuits. He actually didn't get to carry his evil designs to fruition and gore the fellow, but we're Mishar that Lu Yitzui or something didn't come in the way, he would have gored him. So we don't put him to death because Lamaisa he didn't actually kill a person. But he is considered moved on because had he had the opportunity, he would have killed the individual. Okay. Shimnaga Yotabi on Risha Vinogach Bishvogim. Now this is a new thing. Let's say a guy the ox went out and it was Nogeach the first day, oxen. Bishano Klovin, the second day was Nogeach Klovin, dogs. Bishlishinog Khazirim, the third day was Nogeach Khazirim. Aide shloisha minim l'shloisha yomim. These 3 minim over the course of 3 days. Mao she asked a shor mod, is he considered to be a shor mod or not? Yotzei b'nei misha v'nogach. The mod doesn't answer. Yotzei misha v'nogach. The first day goes out is nogach. B'shein l'yotzei, the second day didn't go out. B'shlishi yotzei v'nogach. The third day went out and was nogach. Fourth day didn't go out. Fifth day was, well, it's not in the Gemara obviously, but that's the assumption. Chulei. Yeva b'plukta d'ravada bar achvav d'ravuna. This, we can have this machlekes. Contingent on the machlekes which we have by vestos, by nida. These spalgun, the ana machlekes nida, shabbat katzma yom rishon, barka mitzasa tomei. The first day she found herself tomei, she found blood. B'shein lo barka, the second day she wasn't biting. B'shlishi barka mitzasa tomei. And third day she did check and found herself tomei. Ravada b'achva b'shein rav. Ravada b'achva said name of rav. She's a nida, which means actually zava, because it's about 3 days. She's a zava vadai. Ravuna b'shem rav amar nida safik. This is only a nida or a zava mi safik. So l'chara we see the same type of issue over there. That the question is, do we assume that the day in the middle is part and parcel of the It's part and parcel of the previous of the cycle, or is not part of the cycle. Now, as the Pei Moshe writes, we had this before in Perek Beis Halacha Vav, which is if you take it back on Yud Aleph Amid Aleph a minute. That's where it says. That's where the case was. So I want to just go over our Samech, so it's Vort, which we said over there. The Samech says that the case is actually one where we went on the first and was no geach, the second was no geach, the third was no geach, and then on the fourth day was no geach. It skipped a day, right? That's what the Yerushalmi says, but only one day. Not, it wasn't Seirugin. It was one, then skipped two, then three, then four. And the Yerushalmi says as in Perek Vav Nizkeimam and Halacha Zayin, and also in the Reb Meir Simcha Kedushim here. And of course, nafkimi would be is say we can consider an issue or not an issue, right? So according to our Sameach, so it's specifically this case of 1, 3, and 4, okay? So on that, Gemara says, Ein asa shomud ad shiyigach shloshi yom v'zachar, that's not considered to be a pattern, which was in consistent with Hilchos Nida. Then Yotzei b'Yom Rishon v'Nogach, I'm reading on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph again. Yotzei b'Yom Rishon v'Nogach Shvarim, b'shein Nogach Klav, mishlishi Nogach Chazir, ma'ideh shloshi min shloshi yom, ma'ashi asa shomud. Yotzei b'Yom Rishon v'Nogach, b'shein lo yotzei, mishlishi yotzei v'Nogach. Now, in this case, according to Or Sameach, right, it's gotta be also that it would seem that it's got to be this case also that it's the four that was not Lusei Rugin. It's four. One, three, and four. Okay? And this says, if you flew to the Rav Adar Barachva, Rav Ravuna, this Bag Nidish Bar Gatzma, the Yom Risha Matzasa Tomei, she checks out the first thing she found, she was Tomei, Pshay Lo Bar Kabash Lishi Bar Kamatzasa Tomei, and according to this man, she checked on the fourth day and she found herself Tomei, Rav Adar Barachva, Bishem Rav says, Nida Vadai, because we assumed that there was a Tzifus, it was continuous, but when Bishem Rav Amar Nida Safik, because we're not sure what happened in the middle day. So the same thing over here with this ox. If you go out, he wasn't Yoytzei on the second day, but every day was Yoytzei, one, three, and four, so he was Nogach. So according to my number there, that we assume she's a Nida. So here too, where she didn't check on the second day, well here too, or Niyazava actually. So here too, we assume that he's a Nagchon. According to my number there, the interruption is an interruption, but Nida. So here too, we can't assume he's a Nagchon just because he did 1, 3, and 4. Agam didn't go out on the second day because we have no clear-cut evidence that he would have actually gone out and been Nogach on that day. Okay, going back to Yud Tes Amud Aleph again. Amar Rav Huna Taman Havina Bereisha Uvesefer Mimtziyusa. So Rav Huna said, I was there at the beginning, at the end, and in the middle. How? What does he mean? He says to Rav Amar Safik. First they asked Rav what the deal is by this. He said it's a Safik. He's not sure. He says to Rav, and then they asked Rav again Amar Vadai, and he said it's Vadai. Chazer Amar Safik. He says the Safik at the end. So Amar of Rav Ada Bar Achva Lava Taman El Kadmar Vaday. Rav Achva was only there when he said Vaday. So Rav Ada Bar Achva was only there when he said Vaday. So therefore he says in this case of 1, 3, and 4, she's definitely a Zava because he was present when Rav said that. But Rav Huna says I was there when Rav said Sufik. So that's why I go according to the assumption that is a Sufik. Okay, Rabbi Meir b'Shem Rav Omar Hilchasa Rabbi Meir b'Tama. The halacha is like Rebbe Meir by a tama that it doesn't go back to its tamuso until tinaikos are able to be mashmish in it. Rebbe Yehuda behold oda, loves Rebbe Yehuda by ha'oda that it is you need 3 days and it's not enough to have 3 times. Having said we made a mitzvah, Rabbi Yehuda, we wanted to explain what was the logic of Rabbi Yehuda about Shabbosos, that there's such a thing as mu'ud l'Shabbosos, not for your moitzchol. So he came to Chambi Lon levushin nekiin, odeh mishana daiti. When he sees everybody in their beautiful Shabbos clothes, so he changes his mind, then he decides to become a nachon. Okay, halacha gimel. Shor shel Yisrael shenogel l'shor shel hekdesh. You have an ox. Whoever Yisrael was nogeach l'shor of a hekdesh, shel hekdesh shenogel l'shor shel Yisrael. The converse potur. Shneimar shor re'eil v'lo shor shel kodesh. Shor shel Yisrael shenogel l'shor shel knanim potur. V'shel knanim shenogel l'shor shel Yisrael. Bein tam bein mu'an mishan de'ezek sholim. Of course, it's a big to do in the Bavli and some of to do in the Yerushalmi about the disparity between us being nogeach knani and knani being nogeach us. Rav Amar, and here this we see it immediately. Rav Amar, Rav Ayater Goyim. Hashem saw and he permitted the Goyim, meaning he said, "Mamonim shoknanim that we don't have to pay them if we are nogeach them." Chizkiyah Amar, Ofia Mahaperon, Ofia Panim Kneged Knanim. He has turned his face opposite them, meaning a Pnei Zam, and he was mafker their mamon. Reizkiyah Amar, Horidon Min Nichseim. He took them down from their property, and as the Pnei Moshe says, going on the end of that pasuk in Habakkuk, where it says, "Vayispotsu to hori hori ad shachu givoy salam." They fell down. Rabbi Avo b'shem Reichon said, "Amar kidinem." No, it's nothing to do with Brava Yater Goyim. This is their din that there's no halacha. No, actually, it's a new thing. I'm sorry. He's going on the fact that there's no difference between Tam and Muad when they gore us, and that's like their halachas. That they don't distinguish between Tom and Muad. Amar Rabbi Lo, Rabbi Lo said, Al Hada. I'm sorry. Rav or Rebbe or whatever. It's going to be Rebbe. So somebody, though, says, Amar Rabbi Lo, Al Hada. It's not a Rabbi Lo. It says, Lo Al Hada is Amras, Yamras Ela Bahada. This statement, which Rabbi Vo named Rabbi Yochanan, was not made. Maybe it's some Rabbi Law Law. Maybe there's a law missing here, because usually that's Rabbi Law's Rabbi Law. Anyway, be that as it may, so Rabbi Vo saying name Rabbi Yochanan was not made over here, but rather Elak Behado is made on the following statement. Tiny Rabbi Chia said, "Shoshoknani Shinogo, Shoshoknani Acher Chaveroi." Ox of one guy, which was nogeach an ox of another guy. Avo bishgi beloved in do medina Yisrael, even though they're mekabel to be dam medina Yisrael, they want to go to basin and get a din teira. Ben tamen mu mishal nezek sholem. Doesn't matter when they're dam medina teira, they make him pay whether it's tam or muad nezek sholem if he is liable. Avo adoy samres, and this was said right. Avo b'shem b'yochon said kedinehem that we don't allow them to come down to our din in this area. Okay. Ma'isa shishilecha ma'achos shtei istrat istartios. This is similar to the Bavli, of course. The government sent two clerks. Lomo Torah miram and Gamliel from Torah and Gamliel. Lomo Mikra Mishnah Talmud halachos va'agadais. Obviously, this question how they can learn so much. I guess Shemurash Ma'achos they did. B'sof Amru Lo. At the end, they said they've called to us Chem Noim Mushubachas. They like everything. Chutish Neidvayim Alo Shatem Oimim. The following two things: one, Baso Lo Tiale the Knanis. A Basi So should not help a non-Jew give birth. Avo Knanis Mialis Basi Slo. But Knanis can be Mial Basi Slo. It's a famous letter from Rabbi Yoina to his Mechutin. The Ramban was Misayea, an infertile non-Jewish to get pregnant, and Rabbeinu Yonah said, Baruch, Yasher Kachosha Tamar Bezaron Shel Malekim, or Zaron Shel Malek, or something like that effect. But in any event, that's the same idea. Bas Yisrael, Lotanik, Benosho, Knani, Bas Yisrael, the nurse, the son of Knani, so Knani, Menekle, Bas Yisrael. Shusa, the Knanis would take to be manic the Basisro as long as it's in her domain, so that the Basisro can watch what's going on, right? Gzeloshiso, also Shoknanim Mutter. So obviously, two of these things are lumped together, the first two, and this last thing, This is a separate thing, and they didn't like this. But the show goes, I'm Gamaliel, Al Gazelus Kananim, Shosim Shubchil Hashem. At that time, it's going to clearly go according to my number. Gezel Akum is the Rabbanon, but he was great because of Chil Hashem. Sure, but obviously, they, what about this case of our Mishnah? So, Shor Shoshanah, Shor Shokanah, Potter, Chule, but Dovers are in the Medina Malchus. This are, we're not going to tell the king, because obviously he might get upset. It seems something was showing me that they understood that. They understood there was something to that, either because of Rav Yata Goyim, whatever the case may be. But this aspect they understood. But therefore they said they're not going to tell it to the Malchus. I feel okay, in Lomati, in Lesumi, the Tzur, they didn't reach the hills of Tyre, Ashok and Kulan, they forgot everything, so in order not to be Megala, Torah to the Umos Olam, so it's possible Gamaliel taught them on the basis of his somehow having Ruach HaKodesh that he knew they would actually forget what they had learned. Okay, be that as it may, says the Mishnah further, Shor Shel Pikeach, Shenogach Shor, Lishor Cheresh Shodavakotin, Chayav. He has to make restitution, the Pikeach, the person who's normal to Shor Chayesh HaDivakotin. Shor Chayesh HaDivakotin, Shenol, Shor Chayesh Pikeach, Potter. Because they have no chiyun, Potter min ha-mitzvahs. Shor Chayesh HaDivakotin, Shenogchu. L'maisa, though, if they have Shvorim, which are not Chonim, I mean in them Apotropos, we set up an Apotropos, we eat if they have Apotropos, and we accordingly will have the payment made from it, min ha'aliyah, if it becomes a mu'ad. How so? This becomes a mu'ad, we start being govet from it, because the apotropos which is involved and is supposed to be shemrit. Now, this pakeh, cheresh nishtapeh, ashoy tehiti al-kotten, cheresh became able to speak or be able to hear. The shaita became sane again, and the kotten got bigger, chazar l'tamus. It goes back to the state of tamus, divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yosi Meir, not sure, Rabbi Chizkos, whatever the status it accomplished under the apotropos, that remains its status. Shaita started in a chaimisa, an ox which they abused in a bullfight, a stadium, it's not chaimisa for Kogorin, shemar kigach, it's only if it's nogeach on its own, v'lo shigichil acherim, not where others provoked it. Okay, Kini Masi, so this is a way to understand the Mishnah. Shor Shel Cheresh, Shor Shel Shoyte, Shor Shel Cotton. Don't think we're talking about where the ox was the Cheresh Shoyte V'Cotton. Rather, we're talking about where the owner of the ox is the Cheresh Shoyte V'Cotton. V'Hot Ninon. So on this, Kini Ashra says, doesn't like the Pnei Moshe, and the Kini Ashra says it's not a Kasha, but rather it is a Raya. So V'Hot Ninon is B'ni Chusa. Right, and where is here? Shor cheresh shoyt v'katan shenogchu. Here it doesn't say. Well, shor cheresh shoyt v'katan shenogchu. Ma'amidin lehem apotropos umeidin b'han apotropos. So it must be that if that's the case in the sefer, clearly talking about where apotropos for the human beings. So the meisher or el shor meisher might say shor shemikach shor cheresh shoyt v'katan. It's also talking about the ox belonged to cheresh shoyt or katan. Okay, Ma'amidon Apotropos, Ninon Pnei Apotropos. Akildun, Ma'amidon Pnei Apotropos, period, that's the end of the quote, which is the Raya, that it's an ox of a Cheresh Shoyte V'Katan. And then, new thing, Ma'amidon Pnei Apotropos, we testify in front of the Apotropos. Akildun, Kshu'u Adul Pnei Apotropim. That's okay, when they were, when they made a Mu'ad in front of the Apotropim, Umusarim lebalim, and then they gave it over to the owners. Who are those nebalim musarim apotropim mau? What about if they became muad before their apotropsim? So Bnei Moshe here says, if taking what Bnei Moshe wants to say, so 5 months at the bottom. Akadunu lefnei apotropim musarim lebalim ho those nebalim musarim apotropsim mau. But in any event, at Kalashram Masisim Pluta, Rameriosi Elekshinasumu Odim Bishus Apotropim. Zinu Bailim, and then afterwards, they came back, so then, went back to Bailim, who now became healed. So then we have a Machlekes, whether it's Bechezkos or not, right? And that you can say that Rameri holds that the Oda in Rishus Acherim is not valid. But what about if they were moored already in Rishus Bailim? And then the Bailim, I guess, went insane, and they then put them into the Rishus of an Apotropim, right? So do they retain the status in that case, or do they, I may argue even here, and say their status is renewed by their being put in a different place. So Nishmina Medo, let's learn from here. Shalubachai's kashutam. You borrowed an ox, assuming that it's a tam, and you find that ox is a muad, the owner pays chatzi nezek, because he was mekachtos, he should have told him was a muad. Vashal chatzi nezek. So here we see that the Rishus Acheres changes the I'm not sure how great a riot this is now that I'm looking at it. The Rishus Acheres changes it because he only has to pay Chatzi Nezek. Oh, that's very strange. Me and the Gemara rejects it. I'm Rabbi Lezer to Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi, 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 got mixed up. It's a raya that doesn't change chazaka, right? It's the same thing, because he pays nezek sholim, even though now it's in the shoes of the shoyel. So Amalek says, well, maybe Rabbi Meir argues. Maybe it's Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, because chazaka. So, but not according to Rabbi Meir. It says more, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Yishalim, Yisakoel. So according to Rabbi Yosef, the shoyel should pay everything, since status didn't change. So Gemara Taka says, it was a mechachtostik issue, kshesholu bechetz kashutam. So therefore he's not responsible. No, v'im kshesholu bechetz kashutam, lo yishalim klum. You shouldn't have to pay anything, because how is he supposed to know that this ox was going to gore? It should be exempt. So be a debu shun nachon. So he knows that... So he knows that it is a nachon that he should have kept it away from being nogeach, but as a tom. So it's a little bit difficult. The more it really means to say, it's based upon Moshe, it should be a mechachtos and ganzi. Meaning, once it's a mechachtos, I shouldn't have to pay anything. You know why? Because I thought that this ox was bichlal, not nogeach, right? And therefore, I should be exempt. You should have to pay everything. So that Gemara says, no, he knew that there was a potential of this ox scoring. That's why he has to pay the half, but he doesn't have to pay the full damages. Okay. So this ox, it killed somebody while the show had it. He gave it to Bailim before Gemara Din Potter, because the Bailim, you weren't going to Din in front of the show. In whose rishus this case originated? Mishnig Mardino chayav. What's Nig Mardino in rishus shoyel? It is chayav. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, I'm Mishnig Mardino atchlo niskal potter. It ain't over till it's over. Until it's niskal, it is not considered to be. It's not considered to be over, and you can. He's exempt when he gives it back. I'm Rabbi Yaakov Bitchila. Sounds like in this case, I'm not sure that actually it's explicitly a raya here, but it seems that it is a raya that that when it changes with shus, it really changes altogether. But the way Pnei Moshe seems to learn doesn't seem to learn as a raya to the previous case, but rather a case in and of itself. Okay, amen. Says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, B'tchila em emani apotropin amanas lechuv lehem. Normally, we don't appoint apotropin as to the detriment of the Yisraelim, which would be the case in our Mishnah, where it's going to become a muad in front of them, until chayr shayt v'katan, ela lezakos lehem. B'vchav v'chav, which would be for their merit, only if their derech agav is a chov, then there is a chov. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar ben b'tchila ben b'saif, emani apotropin al Yisraelim, lo lezchus v'lo lechayva. He says that, we're not the man apotropsim on the Yisraelim altogether. So it's very strange. What does it mean? So Amalei, it seems that, in other words, they're not supposed to do anything. They're just supposed to be, if you do take a point in apotropus, you can, but he's supposed to preserve the status quo, not try to gain, not try to lose. So, where it says in our Mishnah, so it seems quite clear that we appoint the apotropos, even though there's going to be a choiva, or maybe it'll be a schusich, probably the choiva, but certainly there are issues here. This is a special gzera, because we want to make sure the shor is not mazik, so therefore it's a special case. Normally we don't do that. An ox which belongs to the Yosom, and an which is in the hands of an apotropos. Okay, that's the way the Bnei Moshe explains it. Which when I was Mazik, what's Allah? Rabbi Yochanan Mishal Yisraelim. It has to come from the Yisraelim's estate, whatever they pay. Shemater Mishal Apotropin, lo nasa on the apotropos. They're never going to become an apotropos if he knows he has to pay it of his own pocket. It's going to be Mishal Apotropin. Yisraelim says, no, it is the, it comes from an apotropos' pocket, because he's responsible. The side Rabbi Yisraelim, Kabashol, Rabbi Yochanan Krabonan, and Rabbi Reisman goes like Rabbi Shaw, Rabbi Yochanan Krabonan, and the following machlekas. The Tina Tamon, Apotropos Sheminu Avi Yisoyimim, and Apotropos was appointed by the father of the Yisoyimim, Yishava, he's got to take a Shvua. Why? Because he gets honor, so therefore, then we make a Shvua to make sure he didn't abuse. Minu Beisdin, Lo Yishava is doing a Beisdin a favor, we don't make him a Shvua, right? She Beisdin Mevachnin Oisoy. I'm sorry, not because of that, but rather because Beisdin checks him out. Father, we didn't know checks him out, the basin does check him out, so he mainly doesn't have to take a shvua. Abishlam Erchilav Adorn says Bunkfaker. Apotropos Shimnu Avi Yisoyimim Lo Yishava. Apotropos appointed by the father of the Yisoyimim should not make a shvua the boy Mimashkina. Because the Mashkin Lady, so says you have to pull him into it. So therefore, we're not going to penalize him, which will allow Vibe to do it. We're based in Yishava. But based in points, he makes a shvua. He's Bardash boy made some kama. He's the one who says the person will give some more money if you siakri money and get honor from based on he's trustworthy. So in any event, so we have the same machleka, a similar machleka over here. Rabbi Yosef Chanino, who says that it's Mishael Apotropin, he says, listen, the Apotropos gets honor, he has to pay for that honor. That's like Abba Shol. Whereas the other man, Domar, who is a Rabbi Yechanan, who says Mishael Yisoyimim, that's like Rabbanan, who say there's no covet in this at whatsoever. Okay. I'm Rabbi Abba Bar Ravuna Hadam Ra Mekish Behemoth Chavero Vochabizika Chayev A Nezakea. This is going on the Mishnah, on the fact on Shorid Stadin, on the shore of the stadium. So we said he's exempt. So too, if somebody is goes on his friend's behemoth and goes it's Mazik, so he's Chayev and then Nezakin, the friend who goes in Ram, not the owner of the ox. Just like, because whoever, we see that things which happen as a result of goading are attributed to the goading. That's why the short sign is sponsored. So to here, because this guy goaded, he's the guy who's chayiv to pay. Okay, I think this might be a garmi issue, but not for now. Shark shenon is other mace. The shor which nogeach a person and the person died. Mu'ad mishalem is a koifer. If it's a mu'ad, he pays koifer, the ransom. V'tom potzim in a koifer. V'tom is potzim in a koifer. V'sev is a chayim mitzvah. You kill the shor regardless. V'chayim beben. V'chayim bebas. So it's the same thing is true about ketanim. Nogach evado ama. However, if the shor is nogeach a slave, naisim shloshim sloim, then there's a special knas, 30 sloim. Betri yofa mana, betri yofa el zdinazov, regardless of his true value. Says Gemara Vayte, Tani Baal Shor Noki. When it's Tam, the Baal Shor is Noki, even if it's Nogeach, person death, Noki Michatzi Koifer. The Rabbi Elazar, because no such thing as Chatzi Koifer. So let's pay that. Om Rabbi Kiva Rabbi, Baalo Muktamu Le Beiskila Chamura. It says, I don't understand, this shore is going to be stoned anyway. And Lachas Tam is only Mishalim Gufo. So there's no goof from which to be Mishalim. So it's Poshet he's exempt from Koifer. Actually, it seems that. That's right. So we're talking about a case where by human being it would be Potter, right? Because. It's niskavin lezev haragazeh. So therefore, we wouldn't kill. Nevertheless, we don't kill the animal. Nevertheless, there is no chatzi koifer. Adu makshe the Rabbi Elazar ksheni al didei. So says the Gemara. Why is Rabbi Kiva asking this, Rabbi Elazar? He should ask it on himself because later on we're going to learn that Baal Shor Noki according to him means your noki mead may evet. So why isn't that poshet? If it's going to base askila, it's poshet. I'm Rabbi Yashia Tipata Bishavar Shochto. This, here, Avar, says the Pnei Moshe, means he preceded and he shechted it early, right? So, he shechted Achlo Nigmar Dino. So I might say that he should pay from the meat. Therefore, the Kiddush is, no, even then, it's Potter Bechati Koifer. Vista Boy Meimar, someone would say, Man the Alpha Min Rabbi Lezer, Odu Amar Kane. Someone would say that after Rabbi Akiva learned from Rabbi Elazar that this word of Iskavim Lezev Haragazeh, he also held that way, right? Odo Merkin, Lo Amarti, Yom Bishu, Iskavim Lezev Haragazeh, Mein Varag Zodom, Lakum Varag Yisrael, and the following Varag Shabbat Kayom, a potter. Oh, so they learned like that, they learned like this Rabbi learned. And therefore he could say about Eved. And Mabakam Rabbi Akiva, Baal Shor Noki, Noki Mid Mei Eved. That's not the way he learns it, that he is Noki Mid Mei Eved. And he followed his Rebbe in saying that, hi, there's some Shalom Begufo. No, it's his Kamas Ever Agazes, so Eved's Potter. Nevertheless, he's Potter from Mei Eved or from Chatzi Koifer. And we'll stop here for now.